Hey. Y'all ready?
Ready?
Okay.
Hey, we got a big crowd today.
Oh.
Welcome out to Commissioner's Court. This is our January 31st, 2018 regular session. We'll begin by me giving an invocation, and then we'll stand for our pledges. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful that we can all be here together. We're thankful for this beautiful county that we live in and the opportunity that we have to serve, and for those that show up and show interest and care. We are thankful for those who protect our freedoms, both here and abroad, locally and overseas, and ask thee to protect them and their families while they're away. We are thankful for our Savior Jesus Christ and for his atoning sacrifice, and ask that thy spirit be here with us today as we make decisions for our county, and say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honoring the Texas flag, I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Item 3 is consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of the previous meeting.
Motion to approve minutes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the minutes of the previous meeting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item 3B is payroll changes.
Move to approve payroll changes.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Burkett to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item 3C is payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Abstain.
Item D. Are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve budget amendments.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkett, seconded by Commissioner Gross to approve budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Budget amendments are approved. Three E are accounts payable.
Motion to approve accounts payable.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item F is accept for recording auditor reports, treasurer reports, bonds, oaths, deputation certificates, state and county tax summary, and applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion to record all those items.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Burkett, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to record those items. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item 4 is discuss and take action to approve the purchase of a copy machine or book in at the jail. Mr. Sykes is here if y'all have any questions, but the deal is the machine is just completely worn out. We looked at it the other day, and year before last, they made 12,000 copies. This past year, they made 500 on it. And it's just because it's always broke down and worn out. And it means that they have to travel, they have to walk through the jail to the picket or find a copy or somewhere else. So,
Is it the old one being traded in, or is it just being salvaged? What's going on?
Yes, we on this particular deal, we've given the trade-in value within that, so we'll take that off the hands.
In the 2229 figure, the trade-in's already figured in that?
That's correct.
Okay.
And that'll be on the sales order that you sign.
And then we don't have it piled up somewhere.
Amen. I'll move that we allow 2229 for a new copier for jail book-in.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Barco to approve the purchase of the copy machine for book-in. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thanks, Steve. Item 5 is discuss and take action to approve refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. In the tax code, the Commissioner's Court is required to approve overpayments. And you can see how this occurred on this graph. Y'all may not have gotten this.
I don't have that graph.
But they were, it's where there was a closing and the title company paid, and then the mortgage company also paid.
It's just a reimbursement for overpayment.
For overpayment. And may not have been doing it correctly in the past, but the code specifically says the Commissioner's Court has to approve overpayments of $2,500.
Or more.
Or more.
I move that we refund overpayment of erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500.
Commissioner Gross already moved. You want a second?
Oh, I second that.
All right.
We think.
Motion by Commissioner Gross, seconded by Commissioner Spencer to approve the refund of the overpayments. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 6 is discuss and take action to enact reasonable regulations concerning the time, place, and manner of electioneering on county property. You know, 2 years ago, we had a number of signs placed on county property. The Commissioner's Court cannot control that 200 feet away from the doors, other than to enact reasonable regulations during the time of voting. So the only thing we could really do is say, if you want signs in the courthouse lawn, you got to put them up after the polls open at 7 a.m. and you got to take them down. This is assuming early voting is at 7 to 7. And you got to take them down at 7 p.m.
The distance, is it 200 or 100 feet from the door?
How far?
100.
100 feet from the door. And it's only, this is only applies to county buildings we own, right?
Yes.
So it's not just every polling place out there?
No, it's only county buildings that we own.
So that includes libraries?
Yes. But only on election day at the library. So they can the candidates can put their signs up when the polls open at 7. They just have to take them down when the polls close at 7.
So they couldn't put them up like the day before? They would have to?
Nope. And then the other areas that it affects at the courthouse are the corners.
Corners. So the courthouse?
The corners.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because the sidewalks. Until you, yeah.
What's going to force someone to, the J. Dean camp come from Longview? What's going to force them to come put them out at 7, take them down at 7, put them up at 7?
We can take the action, but that's the real problem. Who's going to take them down if they're left up?
Who's going to police it?
Yeah, who's going to
police it? There's no teeth in this. There's no penalty, is it right?
Chairman
Miles.
Are you enforcing the state mandate, or are you making new rules on your own?
State mandate.
State.
We've always enforced the state mandate about 100 feet. But
you just re-emphasize it anyway.
No, last election cycle, we had campaign signs all over the courthouse lawn.
Oh.
And I don't, I mean, personally, I don't like it. But we can't stop it except by making reasonable regulations.
So,
which would, and it, that's been interpreted to mean you can have them here at 7 when the polls open, but you have to take them down at 7 when the polls close.
On just election day?
On election days.
And early voting. Okay.
So at 7:01, could we walk around and take the signs up and stockpile them in the basement?
Yes, we have to store them so that the candidates or their agent can come and get them back until election day, and then if they're left up after election day at 7 p.m., we can throw them away.
Okay. You reckon the election administrator would want to pick them up?
Yes. On election day, is the court going to penalize or the court going to enforce any rules, or do I have to go to the state for that if they leave them up past that?
I'm sure we would, if they're left up after 7, we'll, I'm sure we'd take them down the next day.
I'm pretty sure that would fall in the job classification.
I was thinking Lori might want that job.
Oh, wow.
I'm better with that.
Before early voting begins, I mean, can they go out there today and put it up and just leave it 24/7 before early voting begins? I'm a little confused about that.
Yes.
Okay.
It's the candidates that are here could go put, I'm telling y'all, it's because you're here, you could go put signs up right now on the courthouse lawn.
But once the first day of early voting comes, they can only be up from 7 to 7 during the period of early voting.
If we enact this, they can't put them up until early voting starts.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't have a problem. You can put them up right now. But you put them up right now and leave them up till then, till 7 o'clock the night of the first day.
Nope. We're saying that they can only be there while voting is occurring.
While voting.
Yeah. But right now, you can right now.
They can only be there when voting is occurring.
No. Under the current situation, they can only be there while voting is occurring.
If we enact that.
Yes. But right now, as it is right now, they can be there. Now.
Right now?
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
But if we pass the rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we're on the same page.
And this is just county property?
County owned property.
And how many of those locations are county owned?
One. Where polling occurs is the courthouse, the JP3, and the Rock Building. No more.
No more.
Just here in the library.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just 30. Thanks.
Would Glenwood also be included in that?
The what?
Glenwood.
We don't own that building.
We it's leased to somebody else.
Glenwood.
So this will only apply to the courthouse and the library. Long length of that. Why not to the Rock Building? That's what I'm
confused about. Because there's no polling place at the Rock Building.
Oh, okay. It's not going to be used for voting. Okay.
I tell you, it affects me. It affects you and I as much as anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you're a candidate.
You're a candidate.
Mr. Steele's here, and Rob's here, Mr. Perry.
But it was a problem last year.
I mean, what y'all have any input?
I'll follow whatever rule you come up with.
And it's not going to prevent people from putting signs in the back of their trucks and parking out on the street because
that's
not our property.
I move that we only allow signage on county property during voting, early voting, and voting hours.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross, is to only allow electioneering on county property during early voting and on election day during the hours of voting. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's approved.
How many feet away did y'all say it has to be from the
100.
100.
from the front door of the polling place, is that correct?
From any door of the polling place.
Okay.
Who's going to be responsible? I don't mind coming back at 7 and pulling the signs up.
We'll just see how bad it gets.
I mean, I don't mind it since I'm already here. He won't have to come back. I mean,
It may not be a it may not be a problem at all. I mean, I think that's the point. Is we hope that candidates just won't use the courthouse lawn. Item 7 is discuss and take action to approve moving the well house located at Road and Bridge. Andy?
Yes, Judge Ford. Well house, the main Road and Bridge barn on 271, we run off the well. The well is located right outside of one of our bay doors, which we use for maintenance with the Sheriff's Department and maintenance on our vehicles. With the freeze that we just went through, the well froze up. We were out of water for several days. What I plan on doing is taking the well tank and all the components and moving them inside our shop to prevent freezing. The well itself, I'm going to take and build a case around, cover up, and build a ramp over it, basically. That way we can get in that door a lot easier, as these fine gentlemen with the Sheriff's Office can tell you, it's kind of a pain getting in and out of that door going around that well house. So we're going to alleviate the problem. Whenever we had the freeze, had I not had the parts to fix it, it would have cost us several hundred dollars. So we're kind of kicking two birds with one stone here, if y'all allow this to happen. As far as cost, it'll probably cost us about $100 worth of PVC fittings and stuff like that. So I ask for y'all's.
Everything about this move is positive. It's not going to create any other.
I've driven around the well shed myself several times. So it's in the way.
I make a motion that we allow the Road and Bridge to move the well house as discussed.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Barker, second by Commissioner Spencer to allow the moving the well house. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Item 8 is discuss and take action to seek bids for Road and Bridge fuel, materials, and services. I know, Andy, you wanted to open those on the 15th, but we can't get there from here.
Right. The current bids I have expired the end of February, so if we can go ahead and start posting now, and then the 15th we can seek bids, and then for however you want to do the process.
We'll just start seeking bids now,
Okay. But
we can't open them until the 28th of February,
Okay. And
then we'll award them in the middle of March.
Okay.
That's what we'll have to do.
All right, thank you.
I move to take action to seek bids for Road and Bridge fuel, materials, and services.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Spencer, seconded by Commissioner Gross to seek bids for Road and Bridge fuel, materials, and services. And those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Okay, let me clarify about electioneering on county property. Because I probably said it wrong. The entity that owns or controls a public building being used as a polling place may not, at any time during the voting period, prohibit electioneering on the building's premises outside the area described in subsection A, but may enact reasonable regulations concerning the time, place, and manner of electioneering. Electioneering includes posting signs, okay? And voting period means the period beginning when the polls open for voting and ending when the polls close or the last voter has voted, whichever is later. So you probably couldn't just go put a sign out in the yard right now without the court's permission. It's only during when voting's taking place. So I said that wrong.
And we can't prohibit them from putting out signs, but we can regulate when
during the voting period.
But we can't set the time they put them out.
Right.
Judge, can I ask something?
Yes, sir.
When you put them out at 7, and if you take them up at 7, let's say you take them up at 7 and you storm, and then the candidate shows up at 7 o'clock the next morning and says, would you please give me my signs back?
and then he posts them again at 7, and then he doesn't come back and get them at 7 o'clock that night. And then you store them again at 7. It's almost like we're pulling their signs for them and keep them and letting them put them out the next morning.
Might self-regulate itself.
I can just see that loophole appearing.
Yeah, I thought of that too, but they're going to have to find David Bumble.
Good luck with that.
That is the solution. Thank
you. Good luck with that. Good answer, Doug. Have we?
I know 2 years ago we filled up the back of a couple of trucks. It was signs that were left out.
But they were left after the election was over. If it doesn't work, you know, we'll, whatever.
I had several phone calls.
Might not want to plug that.
I make a motion, we adjourn.
Motion by Commissioner Burke, second by Commissioner Spencer to adjourn. Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.